With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Genetic predisposition to elevated LDL-C associated with narrowing of the aortic valve. In an analysis that included approximately 35,000 participants, genetic disposition to elevated low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, or LDL-C, was associated with aortic valve calcium and narrowing of the aortic valve. Findings that support a causal association between LDL-C and aortic valve disease, according to the study appearing in the Journal of American Medical Association. Aortic valve disease remains the most common form of heart valve disease in Europe and North America and is the most common indication for valve replacement. Despite the heavy disease burden, no medical treatments are known to stop or slow disease progression. If LDL-C plays a causal role in the early stages of aortic valve disease, this could have an important implication for prevention, according to background information on the article. Brazilians don't turn up their noses at GE food. Brazil is a lot like the United States in some ways, especially when it comes to food. Brazilians eat a lot of meat, though not as much as we do, and lots of processed food too. But have Brazilians rejected genetically engineered food? After all, food packaging in Brazil has carried a transgenic symbol on all genetically engineered products since 2001. The answer is a resounding no. So far, less than 1% of Brazilian food sales are organic. And when experts looked more closely, they found that many Brazilian consumers are more likely to buy foods labeled as genetically engineered, especially if they claim to provide a nutritional benefit. So what gives? These studies sharply contradict industry-funded research that claims American consumers will reject GE foods if Oregon, Colorado, and other states require GE labeling on food. The industry-funded studies claim that food costs will rise because consumers will switch to organic or non-GE foods. There's more Superhuman News coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio, and I decided to order it. And 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. The Ebola epidemic. Is there a way out? Not everyone who contracts the Ebola virus dies. The survival rate is around 30%, suggesting that some kind of immunity to the disease is possible. Experimental treatments and vaccines against Ebola exist but have not yet been tested in large groups for safety and efficacy. The International Union of Immunology Societies, or IUIS, published a statement in its official journal, Frontiers in Immunology, calling for urgent and adequate funding of vaccine candidates in clinical trials and speedy implications of immunization in African countries. The current Ebola outbreak is an unprecedented disaster for humans. This virus cunningly hijacks the human immune system with devastating effects. Without blocking transmission, Ebola may become an epidemic, says Professor Clive Gray, author of the paper and member of the Clinical Immunology Committee of the IUIS. Efforts are being made on health communication in order to prevent the spread of this virus from person to person. This is essential, but not enough. Stakeholders need to work together to accelerate the rollout of vaccines and therapies, Gray stated. Authors explained that although no licensed vaccines exist on the market, significant progress has been made in recent years and especially in the last few months. Among the promising vaccines being tried today, the paper mentions the Cad3 Ebola vaccine developed using chimpanzee adenovirus. The vaccine was found to protect animals with a single dose and is currently undergoing a phase 1 trial where researchers test the vaccine candidate in a small group of people to evaluate safety, determine safe dosage, and identify any side effects. Commenting on the need for a vaccination strategy, Professor Marilyn Addo from the University Medical Center in Hamburg, Germany explained, "The fact that the current outbreak of Ebola is through a single strain with low mutatability suggests a vaccine strategy could be easily achievable." This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our website at superhumanradio.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we have the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with my co-host, Ken O'Neill. I think you're there, Ken. Is that correct? Ken, can you hear me? Okay, well, we'll wait for Ken. There
can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Sherry Baptiste this first hour. As a result of our last interview with her, when we started to just touch on yoga with weights. So we'll talk more about that in the first hour. During the second hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Sharu Chandasekra to talk about why you cannot trust a mouse, why rodent models of human pathologies are a waste of time and money. This is going to be a groundbreaking show, I can promise you. So you want to stay tuned for both the first and second hour. But let's get underway. Would you please reintroduce our guest, Sherry Baptiste.
Well, I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to introduce the topic, too. And, okay. And there's a certain irony or synchronicity that the second hour has to do with how people aren't mice physiologically. What they share in common with this hour is that we humans have a marked tendency to get locked into our beliefs, our paradigms. Do you remember Chernobyl?
Yes. Who can forget it?
Well, when Chernobyl was in the process of melting down, the advanced Soviet scientists and engineers that had built it were in utter disbelief. The evidence was there that it was melting down, but by their calculations, by their beliefs, that was impossible. So as it melted down, they went into it, inspected the reactors, and couldn't imagine what these large chunks of glowing material were because it was impossible that anything adverse could happen to it. Well, within 6 months, most of them died due to massive radiation exposure, and Chernobyl had failed. And in a similar fashion, we tend to abide by what we're taught, how we have come to understand things. Certainly in science, one of the people we're trying to get on is Rupert Sheldrake, author of Setting Science Free of Science. In Sherry's case, Sherry has a unique background in that she was born and raised in yoga. Most of us do something akin to go out and seek it and convert it. And the problem with conversion, as a friend of mine, a Zen master, used to say, the average newbie to Zen thinks that they have to shave their head, sit on the floor on tatami mats, and eat with chopsticks to do it right. In other words, we confuse the baby with the bathwater. And in the case of yoga, our stereotypes about yoga were formulated by people that we call today colonialists, the British and others that were colonizing India for economic advantage and encapsulated yoga in the misunderstandings that 19th century Protestants would superimpose on other people's traditions. And what I find so unique with Sherry's work in Yoga with Weights is whether or not she knows it. She's doing what a lot of people are doing in Sanskrit and in religious studies in the academy. She's doing post-colonial yoga. She's not taking us back to the doctrine of Anglo forefathers of a century ago with their dictates about what authentic yoga is supposed to be. Her work penetrates to the core of it and is organic in the way that yoga has always been, in that it has a vehicle to expand, to grow, to evolve, to renew. And so we're honored to have Sherry Baptiste here again from the Baptiste family of pioneering American yogis and yoginis in San Francisco. And not only yoga, but the integration of yoga with weight training, bodybuilding, nutrition as life. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ken, and good morning, Carl. Thank you again for having me on the show.
Of course.
It's my honor and privilege to be here with you guys. And, you know, what you're touching on there, I so appreciate the opening and setting that foreground behind us. And what's really brought us to this point in time as teachers and practitioners in all of this work. You know, my father, Walt Baptiste, in some of his early writings, his body, Modern Philosophy, he was the editor of a wonderful magazine, which has become a collector's item in the 1950s. And in his early writings in 1949, in one of the openings, he talks about exactly what Ken is mentioning, that deeper realm of our human being, both physically, mentally, emotionally, the whole unit. He opens one of his great writings, Body Modern Philosophy, by saying, "We express the idea that man is not alone a physical body, not merely mental, nor is he entirely spiritual. For man is a combined total of all three states of being, each personality expressing mostly from one or another consciousness, yet seldom, if ever, as a whole unit." And then so our family work was based on really recognizing our, you know, qualities, the human beingness of who we really are, and really learning the secrets of being the master athlete in life, all of these beautiful consciousness.
Are there any plans to publish his writings for modern readers?
I'm working on it.
Notice
that I've been very, very busy, but it's definitely in the works. And I've been working closely with my mother, who is 93 now at this point, amazing Magaña Baptiste in San Francisco. And we are working on the collections. There is a possibility of a book coming out next year on some of my father's writings and teachings, and a cool book. We'll see what happens with it all.
Just to give the listeners some reference, I sent Sherry last week, I believe it was, a photo that had popped up on one of the Facebook has several accounts that are about the golden era and the era before that of weightlifting and bodybuilding. And there was a photo of Armin Tanney. If you know the name Armin Tanney, in the late 40s and 50s, he was one of the tops in bodybuilding. And there wasn't a distinction then between pro and amateur. You either were or you weren't. Exceptional figure. He and three other people who, he had won the contest and the other two were second and third place. Together, as I understand it, was Sherry's father, who was the promoter of the contest and appeared on stage in posing trunks and was every bit as big as Armin Tanney, which is not an image we tend to have of people doing yoga as
right.
being like a large bodybuilder. So, there's a lot to be learned there. There's a lot that we need to catch up with.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick up on the other side. This is Transevolutionary Fitness Radio with Ken O'Neill. And we're talking with Sherry Baptiste. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel.
Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Force banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. If you want to reach out to Ken O'Neill, you can by going to transevolutionaryfitness.com.
Or Facebook.
Or Facebook. But, Facebook is not always dependable in getting your messages, I sometimes feel. Okay, so let's get back on track here. So what made Sherry's dad so much more different than the average person and what the average person thinks can be accomplished from yoga? What was he doing differently?
Well, you know, if I may speak, I noticed Please. Ken brought it up two incredible points. One, that I was born into a legacy of teachers, a family in San Francisco, a phenomenal people, Magaña and Walt Baptiste, who really created space for yoga center, but also the physical culture realm. And with a deeper understanding of what the physical culture realm really awakens, you know, there's such intelligence, a treasure trove within each one of us. And when you, and I'm utilizing the weights a lot, as we'll bring up later, but when you even pick up a bit of weight and consciously from the breath, working with the mind and the quality of thought and quality of presence and being in the moment. We're awakening. It's not that the weight has the intelligence. We're awakening intelligences within ourselves. My father, which was a great, he was a great leader, a great example, a great teacher to countless thousands and thousands. He lived, breathed this lifestyle of understanding of the deeper consciousness and that we are this balanced in our true nature of a whole unit, you know. And he really saw that the purpose of life was to grow, to expand, to become more whole in who we really are. So in my upbringing, again, and as an observer who really saw and watched people coming in and getting phenomenal results, it was the balanced integrity of understanding the realms of both integrative techniques or systems of the physical culture utilizing weights, but also the consciousness of the mind and the body and the breath, who we really are. I'm a native-born San Franciscan, and I cannot go any longer without bringing up our champions yesterday, the San Francisco Giants. And what I know, I was there on Sunday for one of the World Series games at AT&T Park. It was incredible. And then, of course, the last two games and watching phenomenal players on both teams and just some of the self-mastery and development that they've attained to really bring the game. It almost felt like this year took all of us on a ride to a new level of just experiencing a team. And I'm speaking of San Francisco because I've been observing them in the last 5 years and last 3 years in particular since 2012 as a team that has a connection with one another. There's a different sort of vibe going on with them. And you see they're sort of getting out of the way and they're really allowing the quality of their inner teammanship, compassion, or connection with one another to happen. They're exceptional examples, just observing these young men in play at this level. I watched, and I, as a yogi and conscious in this whole realm of the mind in action and creating sort of a set of training of the inner mind and thought, you know, when they made that tremendous play yesterday, and I heard the some of the hosts talking about that it was purely instinctual. Well, I think it's even bigger than that. It is instinct that allowed them just to throw the ball, the timing, all of these plays we're watching. But it's also being in what we know as athletes, of being in the zone. You speak to any great Olympic champion. You speak to somebody like great swimmers, you know, Diane Nyad, these ones, Diana Nyad, who have achieved this. They get into a realm of being in the zone. They're moment to moment, breath into breath. This is the yogi in action. They may not know it, but these are the yogic of purposeful and potential being fully realized in life, in action, whatever we're doing. So in observing the plays yesterday, you see the seamless timing. They're all getting out of the way. They're out of their head. But the mind, the body, the connections, the vibration of movement, it's all in sync without having any time to think about it. I was observing our pitcher, Baumgarten, in his, you know, as he sits quietly. I've observed that, and I've heard commentators also speaking about they're not quite sure what that is. And I'm observing as a yogi watching this young man at 25 conserving and holding his energy instead of wasting it out with all this sort of needless movement, needless chatter, needless talking that really drains the nervous system. He's already figured out that to sustain his energy, he's holding an inner focus, and he's in the moment. And after when he was being interviewed and they were trying to ask him, you know, what he was he thinking ahead and what it meant and all this and that, he said, no, not at all. He kept having to kind of really hold that point with them. They wanted to hear something else, but he said, no, he was just pitching. He was in the moment of pitching. One breath into breath, moment into moment, pitching. One pitch at a time. And that is the quality and realm of what yoga, the consciousness of yoga, allows us in our lives as we're running around doing all that we do, not to waste or expend precious energy, but to utilize it for sort of higher climbs in this life, and not only personally for our health first, our well-being, our connections with family and one another and business and everything, but also then to set certain grooves. You know, with Diane Nyad, when she was doing her phenomenal swim from Cuba to Miami, she had an inner mantra, which is a yogic technique of just, she felt that she was pulling Miami towards her, Florida towards her, and pushing Cuba away. So that was an internal mantra.
Interesting.
This
is just incredible, because what Sherry, in my estimation, is doing is laying out for us that the standard descriptions that we've had of yoga are short-sighted. They're incomplete.
Yeah.
Sherry is, in a way, reiterating what Michael Murphy did a few months ago. He gave the same descriptions of Frank Zane. In his book, he's given the same descriptions of the San Francisco 49ers at play 40 years ago at Kezar Stadium. With the parapsychologist Rhea White, he did a whole book called In the Zone, which chronicles decades and decades of athletes. And what is Mike's background? Yoga.
Yeah.
He comes out of Sri Aurobindo's teachings. And in both cases, what we're finding is what I'm writing something right now called Normal Died. And what it is that our normal way of understanding the world is inadequate, and when it dies, hopefully, it opens us up to the paranormal. And I don't mean something spooky. By that, we have systematically deprived ourselves of the almost miraculous beauty and energy that sustains us, that is us, that these yogic disciplines stand to open us up to remembering who we really are. Would you agree with that, Sherry?
Oh, absolutely. No, beautifully stated and beautifully said.
But I don't mean to cut you off. We have to go into a break. But I also think that there's listeners out there who are saying, yeah, I understand all this, but yoga building muscle sounds intriguing. And while that was the long way around the horn, what I want to do is come back, and I just want to briefly touch on loading and time under tension, because I could see how yoga with weights could actually be more beneficial than just going in and doing reps.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to talk about that when we come back. So let's
call it Bodhi building.
Okay, Bodhi. I like that. Bodhi building. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll also tell you how you can reach out to Sherry Baptiste. Stay tuned. You're listening to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
You create misery. Have your cake and eat it.
Welcome back. Let's go ahead and have Sherry tell the listeners how they can learn more about her. And then I think Ken and I have decided on the questioning that should follow, and I'm going to let Ken lead that. So, Sherry, how can people reach out to you?
Thank you, Carl. I'd like to invite people to go to my website, powerofyoga.com or sherrybaptiste.com. And in there, you'll see current events happening this weekend. I'm leading a group up to Green Gulch Zen Center here in Marin County again. I also do a lot of work with the Tassajara and the San Francisco Zen Center. I've been teaching with their abbots for about 5 years now and leading groups up to Green Gulch on retreat for about 15 years. So we utilize the qualities of the mind and the yoga combined with the beautiful Zen environments as well. That's one of the events. And then also on my website, you'll see an upcoming Yoga with Weights 12-week online learning course that we launched last year. This will be our fifth run of it beginning on January 24th. And I really want to encourage your listeners, whoever is really considering bringing alive the techniques and the training of what yoga really is, not just scratching on the surface of it, as Ken mentioned earlier, but really the depth of being in it and how it, the potential it brings alive in our own lives. This 12-week course is from the absolute beginner who wants to learn more about yoga and then adding some weights lightly to it, to really the more clinical, those interested in the clinical understanding. It brings alive whatever level of expertise or understanding you are at this point, your evolution in it. I will carry you forward. I mentor you through the 12 weeks. I will carry you forward in your process. You'll love the outcome with it. And then I have a phenomenal, beautiful women's retreat. I work very much with a lot of women, the power of the feminine force, who we really are as women. I think a lot of women have not quite discovered their beauty, their depth, their grace, their being that allows our own authenticity to come alive, and also for us to be the best with these wonderful men in our lives, including Carl and Ken, who are so wonderfully bringing me onto their show. So join me, please visit my website, powerofyoga.com.
Now, Ken, so for the listeners who are uninitiated here, how can we get to the bottom of maybe looking at specific movements, the types of things that maybe Sherry's dad did?
That's important to say. And to preface that, I want to make a remark so that we don't miss it. Sometimes when we're too close to something, we don't have perspective. With what Sherry was saying about athletes and what Murphy has said about athletes, something to keep in mind is that athletes tend to unwittingly enter yogic spaces and do yogic activities and understand that somehow in those magic moments they're in the zone and they're performing well above average. They're in peak performance. Then they don't know how to get back there. It becomes exceedingly frustrating. Artists experience the same thing. I think that often the reason artists succumb to alcohol and drugs as they're looking for a way to mount that galloping stallion and ride again in that flow that produces Hemingway type writing. So the advantage of yogic orientation is that one, we have a map, and two, we have a vocabulary, we have a language, we have a way of understanding where we are, where we're going, and the kinds of things that can and do happen to us along the way. We're not overwhelmed and lost in powerful new experience. There was a story about Mike Spino in 1970 doing a 10K run, and as he did it, he felt that his skin was dissolving, that his bones were dissolving, that he was turning into energy moving through space-time. And he was overtaken at the end by an overwhelming sobbing in terms of both great joy and a recognition. He couldn't tell anybody about this. I think he was nuts. Well, you move into yoga, there's a lot of things that happen to us when we have focused discipline and apply them to activity. Martial arts is one case where there's a tremendous, not only lore, but practical guidance. Yoga is another. Now, with respect to movement, I think the question here is, Sherry's done a book on yoga with weights that is incredible. I think that the fitness industry does not provide very good guidance. It provides a lot of confusion. Here we have a book that just about anybody at any age can take and employ over months, years, can get her DVDs and go with it and enjoy considerable benefits that affect their health, their fitness, their wellness. What about athletes that want to go that next step, be it a swimmer, be it a bodybuilder, be it, any athlete? What can they do?
Wonderful points and very important points for our listeners. Just to touch on what you're talking about, you know, the athlete in life, we are definitely, and we'll get to the yoga with weights, which really holds the space of a practice, a physical practice, but it goes beyond that as we're physically practicing. But when you're speaking of the power of all of this, the athlete, we're looking in the Baptiste family work, it's that human potentialist stuff of the athlete in life, wherever we're taking ourselves. And as an example of this, there's an interesting movie out right now. It's an interesting flick on Yogananda. It's called Awake, Yogananda's Life. And as it turns out in our family history, too, my father's uncle, Joseph Baptiste, in the 1920s or 30s, when Yogananda first came to California and was down in L.A., Joseph Baptiste was a student of his, and he ended up being Yogananda's sponsor. So there's sort of this spiritual vein that flows through people. But the spirituality, which is an interesting word to try to define, when you think about it, it is about pure potential. It's about unlimited potential. In this flick, in this movie that I just saw last week, it showed excellent interviews going on in there, many with people like George Harrison, who would talk about the mind and how we create threads. It was like Diana, you know, Nyad, as I mentioned earlier, was creating threads of thought. So is Baumgarten, where they're creating threads of thought for pure potential. They're directing the thought, they're directing the mind, the consciousness into one set realm, which is that athlete in life. In the movie, they talked about Yogananda's book in there. Now, Yogananda is the author of Autobiography of a Yogi, and Autobiography of a Yogi is the most read book in the world next to the Bible. Steve Jobs found that book, he's interviewed in there, and it talks about how it saved his life. And early on as a young man when he was struggling to find his own personal direction. And we see what Steve Jobs, now if you look at somebody like that, that's an athlete, there's an peak performance. This is peak performance training. And an athleticism of the bigger scheme of who we really are going on in this. At Steve Jobs' memorial, they handed out to every single of the thousands, whoever, one of the copies of Autobiography of a Yogi. And he used to keep a stack of them in his home and give them out. So I think what Ken is really speaking to here is there's a much bigger picture going on. And these techniques and this training speaks to that. In my book, Yoga with Weights, it's one of the For Dummies brands of book by Sherry Baptiste, released a few years ago. It, and of course, the For Dummies brands of books is the biggest selling book, brand book in the world. And in there I talk a lot about, we begin the process. This is actually the book we use as the manual for the 12-week course that I mentioned earlier. And in there, there's a step-by-step, the way we sort of evolve into it, in through the yogic techniques, which allow us to come more fully into our own lives and our own pure potential, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And then we start to add the weights to all of this. Just to touch on the books, in February of 2015, Wiley Publishers approached me again. They approached me to write the first book, but they are doing an all-in-one book. And in the last couple of months, they're drawing from the best of all their yoga books and my Yoga with Weights books. It's going to be my Yoga with Weights book is a 400-page book. The new book, All-in-One, coming out February 2015, is a 500-page book, and they're using about 120 pages, so more than 20% of the book will be from me. And it incorporates my five chapters on the Yoga with Weights exercises, over 100 exercises, updated a bit in there for that. And then they've asked me to do the chapter on mind-body connection and on the breath work, on the breathing, pranayama and all that stuff. So you're going to have another book coming out carrying the Yoga with Weights forward to another level again, very timely and fresh in February 2015. So what happens, what I see with the Yoga with Weights, what I'm noticing as I've been teaching this in the last years here locally in Marin County and at conferences around the country is that it's very much a gateway practice. It brings in people who would never walk into a yoga room. I'm getting a lot of those people who are curious about yoga. They don't want to do it. They say they just don't want to sit still. It's too much. And they don't want to do all of that. So the Yoga with Weights, what we're doing with that is we're using a physio ball, I call them the yoga balls. We use one of the physio balls. We sit on it for the opening of the class. I'm doing a lot of neural pathway work with it where we're doing a lot of keeping the body guessing, keeping the brain on its toes, movement from the breath, breath-based movement with light weights that is yoga-based, and cultivating a quality of movement that creates balance, coordination, timing. What I'm noticing in the younger people, and during the summer I get all the college students in my classes and stuff, they're loving the fitness level of it. Because
I hate to do this, Sherry. I hate to be the bear of of annoying news, but we have to go into a break. We've gone a few minutes long on this segment. So if you could hold that thought about the younger students,
yes,
when we come back for the break, I promise you'll get to answer that question. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Transevolutionary Fitness Radio.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Take it back, take it back.
You're going to want to stay tuned for the second hour of today's show. Most research is done on rodents. Does it really mean anything? That's the question. Okay. Welcome back to the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show. So, Sherry, when I forced us to go into the break, you were talking about some of the younger students that you see coming in and some issues that you see.
Yes, absolutely. When I've taught in the high schools here in Marin County, I've worked a lot with more of the senior groups in the high schools, freshmen to seniors, but I've noticed a lot of the football players, all of those, really want to come in and take the Power of Yoga and the Yoga with Weights training that I offer. And by putting the weights, especially into the young men's hands, it gives something tangible, something to hold on to, something to really connect to. And I've noticed in the younger women in their teens and in their 20s, coming home from college, who come to the classes during the summer, that they want to keep moving. They want the activity. They want the constant, you know, flow of gentle instruction, guidance to keep moving the bodies. But at the same time, you can see them by the end of 45 minutes or an hour class that there's a deeper, there's a more enhanced quality of presence in them. They become a little bit clearer. Their focus, their thought might be scattered all over the place when they come into the room, and my work as a teacher and guide is to start to pull that energy together. And then you see it transform about 20 minutes into the practice. You see the younger generations, and if you can think of this kind of a practice being practiced all the time, think of where that will lead them into their future. So it's sort of foundational with them, getting them going in it. What I've noticed in men and women in their 30s, especially the women, because we have a lot of mothers here in the county who come to classes and they've got children and homes and they're just really constantly going. And that's who they are in their 30s and even into their early 40s. They want to work out. They want to kind of take their mind off. They want their mind to just, they want to be sort of mindless for an hour. But with the, because they've got so much on their mind. And, but to see what happens again, you strap the weights on, you put the ankle weights on, you light weights, I'm using very light weights, 3 pounders on the ankles, 3 pounds in the hands for the guys. They're using 5 8-pounders, 10-pound max for the men, 5-pound max for the women. But it creates, it awakens that intelligence within the body. So you see them also, there's almost like a sigh of relief and release. By the end of the class, they've been held in the room. They've had something that's kept them moving, yet it has a little deeper value. And by its very nature, these practices are changing the biochemistry of the brain. We are not the same when we enter that room an hour before to when we leave. And you can feel it in the room. It's powerful. And then what I'm noticing with the 40s, 50s, and 60s is confidence. They come in, they're practicing. You can slow things down a bit with them. And they are you feel a confidence building. You also feel like where people came in and they were more minimized in their presence when you first meet them, over a couple of months, you feel a quality of presence showing up in people in the room that's quite different.
You know, this is something important too, and something that I've been thinking a lot about and noticing a lot about. And sometimes when we say, oh, you get confidence, and people think that's this esoteric, you know, touchy-feely thing, like, oh, I'm more confident about. But I'll tell you something. As you age, anxiety starts to kick in about just about everything and anything. And anxiety, to a lot of people, you think it's a nuisance, but anxiety could lead to an early death. Anxiety, unchecked anxiety, can force somebody into a cardiac event. And so that confidence, for lack of better terms, I like to think of more so as an ability to kind of bulletproof the central nervous system, which as we age, we start to succumb to fears, just about general life in general. And this type of resistance training imparts that quote-unquote confidence. But also, I can see how this type of controlled, dynamic movement with added resistance can do the same thing.
Great. Wow. Great points, Carl. Wonderful. Really. Yes. And it's a deliberate, the yoga with weights that we practice, part of my hardest work is to get people to slow down, to consciously, on the inhalation, to lift the weights or exhalation. We use both directions of the breath in the yoga with weights practice. But consciously to inhale and exhale. And your point, what is happening, it's an internal reaction. You're changing. You change not only the biochemistry, but the biorhythms. There's a quality of something called entrainment. This is where you know, the heart, the rhythms of the blood pressure, this and that. It's all synchronizing like a fine-tuned, you know, Swiss watch. It's all sinking in into sync again. We came into the world with it synchronized, but somehow with all the dynamics as you spoke to, well, there we get pulled, you know. Life is challenging. Life is a lot. I'm in the mix with everybody. I'm on the streets with everybody here. And what I found in these principles and techniques that we're training and what I brought into the yoga with weights without watering it down, is that these definitely, this deliberate practice, this quality integrity of holding the integrity of it, yet making it user-friendly, current, fresh, insightful for what we're practicing, people are getting fast results. And what I am seeing is that in one class, people are like, wow, I love that. I can feel that already. They'll come back the next week or to the next class, and they'll say, I got so much out of that 1 hour. And so it's fast. The benefits are noticeable within the first class. People feel it. That's why they come back for more. And it really accelerates what people might take months or a couple of years to get from the yoga, unless they're really dedicated and really committed to just getting into it. The yoga with weights somehow is, again, it carries people forward in a lot of levels. And then just to touch on to what I'm seeing beyond the 40s, 50s, and 60s as a phenomenal maintenance and just a powerhouse of wonderful personal feeling great in life stuff. I'm noticing that with the older, I'm getting some of the older community too, quite a few working with the seniors who are amazing. I mean, I'm in awe of them. But it really restores a physical, so when we speak of that word confidence, there's a physical confidence, but you don't think about it. It's like our ball players. They didn't think about it. They just are that. You feel you walk forward. You're comfortable in your own body. In the older adults, I see them coming back into the classes and they start to really restore their physical well-being, their physical confidence, their balance, their coordination, timing. And it's also what I've also noticed, people coming in with injuries, it rehabs because we're using the lighter weight. So it's an intelligent form of exercise. It's not what I see sometimes walking by a room where people are just pumping a weight.
Right.
They're not even there, and they're going to get hurt.
Right.
This is a safe practice.
Sherry, I'm sorry. We only have a minute and a half. I also want to make sure we plug your contact information once again before we end the show. So how can people reach you if they want instruction or if they are already involved in yoga and want to learn this form of yoga to teach their clients, their students?
Thank you so much. And, yes, again, I'm going to bring them back to my website, which is Power of Yoga. There is a contact form in there that they can fill out that comes to me directly and to no one else. So if they would like to ask me any questions, if they'd like to learn more about any of the programs or the retreats or the trainings, I'm here for them, and I'd love to help them in any way that I can to the best of my abilities. And also, I would love to encourage your listeners to really give themselves 3 months next year, beginning January 24th, to jump in with us and do this online learning course. It's video-rich. It's got over 40 video clips in it. You're using my book, Yoga with Weights for Dummies, as the manual. I am with the group from the start to the finish, working actively with them. Yeah. With each week and the bit of homework we give them and the practices, I'm there for them. So please join us.
Very good. Ken, we have to pull the plug. Thank you so much for all your hard work.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay. And Sherry,
thank you, Sherry.
Yes, thank you for being on the show again, Sherry.
Thank you, Carl, and thank you, Ken, so much.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to identify whether or not we should pay attention to rodent model studies. So many studies are done on rodents. We then take them and say, well, it must work in humans that way. We'll be talking about that during the second hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be back shortly.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Genetic predisposition to elevated LDL-C associated with narrowing of the aortic valve. In an analysis that included approximately 35,000 participants, genetic disposition to elevated low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, or LDL-C, was associated with aortic valve calcium and narrowing of the aortic valve. Findings that support a causal association between LDL-C and aortic valve disease, according to the study appearing in the Journal of American Medical Association. Aortic valve disease remains the most common form of heart valve disease in Europe and North America, and is the most common indication for valve replacement. Despite the heavy disease burden, no medical treatments are known to stop or slow disease progression. If LDL-C plays a causal role in the early stages of aortic valve disease, this could have an important implication for prevention, according to background information on the article. Brazilians don't turn up their noses at GE food. Brazil is a lot like the United States in some ways, especially when it comes to food. Brazilians eat a lot of meat, though not as much as we do, and lots of processed food too. But have Brazilians rejected genetically engineered food? After all, food packaging in Brazil has carried a transgenic symbol on all genetically engineered products since 2001. The answer is a resounding no. So far, less than 1% of Brazilian food sales are organic. And when experts looked more closely, they found that many Brazilian consumers are more likely to buy foods labeled as genetically engineered, especially if they claim to provide a nutritional benefit. So what gives? These studies sharply contradict industry-funded research that claims American consumers will reject GE foods if Oregon, Colorado, and other states require GE labeling on food. The industry-funded studies claim that food costs will rise because consumers will switch to organic or non-GE foods. There's more Superhuman News coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an X-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. The Ebola epidemic. Is there a way out? Not everyone who contracts the Ebola virus dies. The survival rate is around 30%, suggesting that some kind of immunity to the disease is possible. Experimental treatments and vaccines against Ebola exist but have not yet been tested in large groups for safety and efficacy. The International Union of Immunology Societies, or IUIS, published a statement in its official journal, Frontiers in Immunology, calling for urgent and adequate funding of vaccine candidates in clinical trials and speedy implications of immunization in African countries. The current Ebola outbreak is an unprecedented disaster for humans. This virus cunningly hijacks the human immune system with devastating effects. Without blocking transmission, Ebola may become an epidemic, says Professor Clive Gray, author of the paper and member of the Clinical Immunology Committee of the IUIS. Efforts are being made on health communication in order to prevent the spread of this virus from person to person. This is essential but not enough. Stakeholders need to work together to accelerate the rollout of vaccines and therapies, Gray stated. Authors explained that although no licensed vaccines exist on the market, significant progress has been made in recent years and especially in the last few months. Among the promising vaccines being tried today, the paper mentions the Cad3 Ebola vaccine developed using chimpanzee adenovirus. The vaccine was found to protect animals with a single dose and is currently undergoing a phase 1 trial where researchers test the vaccine candidate in a small group of people to evaluate safety, determine safe dosage, and identify any side effects. Commenting on the need for a vaccination strategy, Professor Marilyn Addo from the University Medical Center in Hamburg, Germany, explained, "The fact that the current outbreak of Ebola is through a single strain with low mutatability suggested vaccine strategy could be easily achievable." This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our website at superhumanradio.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. You know, much of the research we have talked about on this show over the past decade is done in rodents. It's become increasingly clearer that not everything that happens in rodents happens in humans. But this isn't discussed often enough. My next guest is here to talk about 4 research papers that she has been involved with. That's Dr. Charu Chandrasekhara. How you doing, Dr. Chandrasekhara?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Very good. Is it okay if I call you Charu for the interview, just so I don't trip over your name over and over again?
That would be fine.
Okay. Last year it was discovered that just male rats are being used for much research and then translating to women because of the pesky hormone estrogen. Some of these things don't fail to work the way they're anticipated. Earlier this year, we talked about the differences in microbiome and its influences on metabolites of drugs, of supplements, and even of foods, and how rat guts different than humans. But now it's even becoming more increasingly clearer that there's a lot more going on in humans than rats or vice versa. And this research sometimes just is not trustworthy. So let's talk about you've worked on 4 separate papers in this area, correct?
Yes. It was primarily in the area of diabetes. The way I approached this was I started looking at a major health crisis in our society, which is obesity and diabetes. And then I looked at the scientific community to see what they're doing about it. And the information I came across was quite intriguing. And as a scientist trained in modern biomedical research, I used these models. I worked with animal models, particularly rodent models of diabetes. But as scientists, we are taught to ignore the limitations pretty much. The limitations exist, but these models are invaluable. But I decided to walk away from that and look at this from a completely different angle, because despite decades of extensive research efforts, with the wealth of knowledge we've acquired from rodent models, in my case, diabetes, the molecular mechanisms of human diabetes are still unclear, and treatment methods for humans remain unsatisfactory. So why? I wanted to figure out why this is the case, and that's how these papers came about, trying to answer that question.
So let's talk about, could you tell me, what was the very first paper you did? What was the first one?
The very first paper I did was called Of Rodents and Men, Species-Specific Glucose Regulation and Type 2 Diabetes Research.
Okay, now this research titled Of Rodents and Men, did it dispel or identify areas of not being reliable in other research that had already been published and accepted and peer-reviewed?
So what I did in this case was focus specifically on type 2 diabetes. I showed that with very specific examples from the current literature, looking at both rodent work as well as human specific data. I showed that at every level of glucose regulation from DNA all the way to the organism and to the population level that we are very different. The way we control our blood glucose is very different.
Oh, my goodness.
I had it was a 10, 12-page long paper with very specific examples.
Wow.
But I am not the only one I'm the only one so far who has done this much work on type 2 diabetes, but there are researchers from all other fields, type 1 diabetes, inflammation, cancer, neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, immunology, aging, AIDS, HIV, and cardiovascular disease. There's a lot of people out there saying that these animal models are not working.
You know, I've always said that if we could get pigs to be the size of rats, we would be much better off using pigs as a model, because they really do resemble human beings in a lot of different ways. But with that being said, where did it even start that research done on rats somehow translated with any degree of success to humans?
Well, research done on any animal really is questionable, including pigs, for many diseases. And, you know, just because you brought that up, I just wanted to address that for a second.
Please.
That a lot of even scientists, we tend to believe that, okay, well, rodents, they are so far down, you know, separated from us by millions of years, but maybe larger mammals like pigs and dogs and cows, maybe they're more closely related to humans. But honestly, at the end of the day, when you look at the physiology, it is so very different that you could never make a one-to-one extrapolation from an animal study to humans. And we've seen this through many studies where so many drugs have failed, so mm-hmm. many errors have occurred.
But don't you have to start with animals? I mean, I think the issue here is, look, this is the way it works. We start with, you know, fruit flies and C. elegans, and then we start with yeast, and then we move to fruit flies and C. elegans, and then we gently move up to mice and then rats, and this is the only path to trying to discover both the efficacy and the possible negative effects of drugs before we introduce them into human trials. So should we abandon these steps entirely and just go right to human trials?
That is exactly what I'm proposing. That so this has been the default method, right? We start with the smaller, you know, scientists conduct disease research on animals ranging from fruit flies to non-human primates. But if you look at the scientific evidence objectively, we have not seen all of these research translate into anything meaningful for humans. And there have been, of course, you know, certain discoveries that have worked and worked well in humans. But in the papers that I published, I wasn't really focusing on drug toxicity per se,
uh-huh.
but this is more about the basic fundamental research that scientists conduct to find out the molecular mechanisms, the molecular pathophysiology
right.
of disease. So this is long before you could even invent a drug and test it on an animal. You need to do all of this basic research to figure out how, why, when, where, what, and what else of disease. And then, you know, you could ask questions like, how does obesity lead to diabetes? What biochemical pathways are activated and inactivated in diabetes? We ask these questions, and we answer them using model organisms, fruit flies and mice and non-human primates. But the problem is that we've been doing this for decades, and the translational success is not proportional to the amount of research we have done.
This is really critical. I want to take a break. I want to come back on this fact, because think about this for a second. Your map is only as effective as your bearing on where true north is. And if the research that you're doing establishes that true north is in the wrong direction, then all the research that follows is built on misinformation. This is really critical. I want to talk about this when we come back. This is really important stuff because, well, I mean, this is going to shake the underpinnings of research as we see it today, and it needs to be shaken, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Charu Chandrasekhar. We're talking about the reliability of rodent model studies. Dr. Chandrasekhar, this, I'm getting confident with your last name. This is really important, this discussion, because what you're saying isn't just, we're looking at drug efficacy and toxicity levels. What you're saying is we're establishing a direction, a pathway for a given, pathology, for instance. And then we're developing drugs and therapies based on that. And we could be just going off in the wrong direction right from the get-go.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm getting at. And I would like to sort of talk about this using examples from type 2 diabetes research.
Please.
In particular, just because I did so much more work on it over the last year. So what we do is, let's think about this. So what do we need? What do rodent models have to display in order for them to be reliable models of human disease biology? So in order for rodent models to have relevance to human diabetes, for example, it has to display the causes, the natural history, the complications even, and the pathophysiology and the clinical symptoms and even drug responses in a manner similar to what is observed in humans. And I went into this to see, are these models doing this? And so when you look into these things, are they similar to us in all of these different ways? I found out that they are not, and that's primarily because of three main categories of limitations, and I call these experimental limitations, biological limitations, and species differences. And when you think about, the origin of disease in humans, type 2 diabetes, it is a complex multifactorial disease. But in these rodents, how do you even make these rodents diabetic? So scientists use four main techniques to do this. They would surgically remove the pancreas of mice, or they would inject chemical toxins to destroy the pancreas so these mice are unable to produce insulin and they can't regulate blood glucose. And another method that they use is genetic modification. So they would go in and they would delete or insert a gene that controls insulin secretion or glucose uptake, and then they will, look to see what happens to these animals, to their glucose biology and everything else, or they would put them on a high-fat diet. So looking at these experiments alone, you can see how you don't have to even be a scientist to sort of figure out what is wrong with this, because the natural history, the causes, and the pathophysiology will not ever be the same as that of humans.
Right.
Because in humans, the type 2 diabetes is not created by a sudden loss of the pancreas. It is much more complex. It is not.
Right.
It does not resemble human disease.
Well, if anything, the pancreas continues to work until it finally fails, but it's producing more and more insulin. The problem is more that the terrain has changed. The cells become resistant to insulin.
That's right, because human diabetes obviously is a combination of insulin resistance and pancreatic dysfunction.
Right.
But when you are looking at a diabetes-like state in mice that have simply lost 80% of their pancreas due to surgical removal, they are not reflecting human disease cause and natural history and pathophysiology in a manner that's relevant to humans. And that is the whole problem. So if you're using that mouse to ask certain questions about what cellular pathways are activated or inactivated, you're simply not going to get an answer that's ever going to be relevant to humans.
Now, when you put a rodent on a high-fat diet, here's another part of my frustration. So fat is isolated as the cause for many of these pathologies that are a result of metabolic dysregulation. But in humans, you can put a human on a ketogenic diet where they're getting 60, 70% of their calories from fat, and it's a very, very small amount from carbohydrates and protein, and those carbohydrates are generally restricted to very, very complex carbohydrates, green, you know, very, very low glycemic index carbs, and they become more insulin sensitive. Now, my frustration is this whole high-fat diet thing. It's only high-fat when refined or starchy carbohydrates are continued in the diet. So to me, it's not the fat that causes the insulin resistance. It's the continued ingestion of the carbohydrate sources.
So if we are going to talk about that, I mean, there are different theories on this, right? One of the most widely accepted theories on human insulin resistance is the accumulation of fat, intramyocellular lipids, mm-hmm. inside human skeletal muscle, and that in turn hinders proper insulin signaling, and your muscles don't respond to insulin and don't take up the glucose from your blood. And that's a major cause of insulin resistance. So there are obviously different theories out there, but the intramyocellular lipid is one of the most widely accepted. But I am not even talking about it in that sense that, okay, a high-fat diet is good or a high-carbohydrate
right.
diet is dangerous. We're not even at that level yet. We are talking about taking rodents and putting them on various diets, and the most common one is a high-fat diet, which is about 40 to 70% calories from fat. And the problem with this is that there are so many variables.
Uh-huh.
The diet type, the diet components, the control diet, the age of onset of diet and duration of diet. There are so many factors that would affect disease physiology in these animals that you cannot even take data from one study and compare it to another, even if it's coming from the same laboratory. So the question is, how do you take that then and extrapolate it to a distantly related species like Homo sapiens?
It's amazing. And, you know, and the sad part of this is that research continues to be done and taken with a great degree of gravity and influencing therapies and drugs. And no one is even asking these questions. I mean, this is before we go into this next break, I have to ask you, what kind of reaction are you getting from the scientific community about what you're saying right now?
The comments are mixed. The sad thing is that a lot of scientists actually admit that there are limitations, but they are just not doing enough about it, and that's what I want to get at, that we need to do a lot more than we're doing. You know, scientists in one breath will say these animal models have major limitations, but they're invaluable. That's what they keep saying. So they are aware. There's a lot of people who are aware, and I'll give you some very specific examples of some prominent figures who have come out and said this.
Well, let's do this. Let's take an early break. I want to take a break now. When we come back, I want you to talk about that, and then I want you to go ahead and detail what you think needs to be done. If the scientific community is going to say, okay, it's time to make a change, what will that change look like? We're going to take one real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Charu Chandrasekhara about the lack of reliability of rodent studies that drive just about everything scientific today. It's shocking. And you don't hear anybody talking about this on the mainstream media. You're not going to hear this on the Wizard of Oz's television show. You're only going to hear this kind of stuff here at Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is groundbreaking discussion, folks. And a lot of people are probably uncomfortable with what it means. But it has to be discussed. We're talking with Dr. Charu Chandrasekhar. We're talking about the lack of reliability in rodent model studies. And not just in the area of drug testing, efficacy, toxicity, but creating the direction of discovery and illuminating therapeutic approaches when it comes to humans. So who are some of the people, Dr. Chandrasekhar, that are talking about this now, that are vocal about this?
So there are people in several different areas, but in type 2 diabetes, I was at the American Diabetes Association holds a conference annually, and at the conference in 2013, there was a distinguished professor from the Department of Human Genetics and Medicine from the University of Chicago, Dr. Graham Bell. He won the Banting Medal for Scientific Achievement, and during his keynote lecture, he brought this issue up, and he actually said, and I quote, that scientists developed extremely novel procedures for teasing out important details of in vivo pancreatic beta cell physiology, and they were not using mouse models, but they were using humans in these studies. Unfortunately, clinical investigations have fallen out of favor with funding agencies and with reviewers and with scientists. And he urged the scientific community, especially the diabetes community, to do something about it by bringing these up to the forefront. And then later that summer, the former director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Elias Zehuni, brought this issue up again. And he said, we have moved away from studying human disease in humans. We need to refocus and adapt new methodologies for use in humans to understand disease biology in humans. And this is coming up in every field. There are many papers that have come out, especially over the last, 4 to 5 years, from Alzheimer's, from cancer, immunology, various fields. Researchers are talking about the limitations of animal models, especially rodent models.
So what would the future look like if everybody could get together and go, you know what, this is correct, we need to change the way we do things. Do we go right to human trials? And if so, there's always the issue of if we harm somebody in a trial unknowingly because we're testing some new therapy on them, or would there be less risk of harm if the direction for the pathology is being elucidated by studying humans more closely?
That's exactly it, what you just said. If we were studying these things using more human-relement methods, human-specific methods, then we would not run the same risk. So we're not talking about just simply isolating some random compound and injecting it into humans. We are talking about using human-specific research methods to first try to understand the disease, and then, obviously it has to go through several different stages before you could even design a drug for it, and then using other approaches to test it in human-relevant methods before you even bring it into human into the human population before you start a phase one clinical trial. Because right now, the way it is, there's no guarantee that if something works in a mouse, that it's going to work in humans.
Right.
We've seen this all throughout history.
And this is brilliant. This makes perfect sense. Those who would decry abandoning animal model studies and say, well, we can't go right to testing on people. Sure, you can't go right to testing on people what you've discovered in animal model studies, but you can go right to testing on people what you've discovered in human study and in human research, because it's going to fit naturally. It's not this is brilliant. It's almost like if you want to drill a hole in a wall, you get the actual blueprint of the home you're working with. You don't get some random blueprint and just try it and say, oh, who knew there was a pipe there? If we had the actual blueprint, we would have drilled over there. This is brilliant.
That's exactly it. And I would like to bring up, two examples, because people often ask. They're like, well, how can you do this? How we would never discover drugs if we didn't do animal research. And we need it. It's essential. The FDA requires you to do animal testing. But so there are two sides to that story. One is that you rely on the animal data, you bring a drug into humans, and then you find out that there are lethal consequences.
Right.
And you may remember Vioxx, which came out for an anti-inflammatory.
Right,
you probably remember from Merck.
Sure.
Back in 1999, and there were several preclinical studies in several different species of animals, and they showed no cardiovascular toxicities. It was safe for animal hearts and blood vessels, and some studies even showed protection against heart attacks and vascular disease. And one researcher, based on these animal tests, actually went so far as to suggest that Vioxx should be considered as a treatment for human cardiovascular disease. And then it came out, and we tested it in humans, and the results were terrible. There were more than 60,000 American deaths. That's more deaths than the Vietnam War. And there were 140,000 deaths worldwide, and all due to myocardial infarctions, heart attacks, stroke, and heart failure.
Right.
And eventually, Vioxx was withdrawn from the market in 2004. So the ability of animal studies to detect serious adverse events is limited. And we have that one situation where you test something to be safe in a mouse or a pig or whatever, and it doesn't translate the same way into humans. But what about the other way, other side? What if there are drugs that cause serious side effects in animals, and yet they're safe in humans?
Right. We're abandoning those. We don't even consider them.
We would completely
them.
be abandoning.
Right.
And I'll give you a startling example. And this is one of the most versatile and effective drugs known to mankind to this date, and that's aspirin. Do you know how it was discovered?
No, how?
It was discovered, actually, dating back to the Egyptian times. Back in the day, the Egyptians used the willow bark tea as a pain reliever. And so aspirin was originally derived in Germany from willow bark in the early 1800s, and then it was rediscovered by chemists at Bayer in the early 1900s. And they found out that, you know, it works great, reduces fever, pain, and all of these things, and it was used quite a bit during the First World War. So if you look at the biochemical properties of aspirin, particularly looking at the half-life of aspirin, so the time it takes to reduce the plasma concentration of aspirin by half, if you look at it, it's 15, 20 minutes for humans, about 8 minutes for rats, 1 hour for horses, 8 hours for dogs, and 40 hours for cats. And in animal studies, aspirin produces birth defects in mice, in rats, guinea pigs, rabbits, cats, dogs, sheep, and monkeys. It is highly teratogenic. Yet, aspirin is safe during all stages of human pregnancy. So if introduced today, aspirin would fail all animal tests, and it will never be approved for human consumption.
Wow.
And yet, in the 1800s, they figured out a way to test aspirin and get it on the market.
That's amazing.
Going through these.
This is a new dawn for science. Scientists should embrace this to start to study humans specifically and directly and start to discover the mechanisms and pathways of pathology specifically in humans directly and then develop therapies and drugs from that research. This is brilliant. This is brilliant. I don't know why more people aren't talking about this, because my audience is laughing probably, because when you talked about Merck, I actually am going to play a clip as we go into this next break specifically for you. It's a clip that I used to play almost every day on the air, as we used to use as a bumper. But I mean, there's a lot of problems within the pharmaceutical community right now with the way drugs affect people and are not effective the way they're supposed to be, and this could all be eradicated by what you're suggesting right now. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Meanwhile, we're going to play this clip just for Dr. Chandra Sekhra. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Dr. Charu Chandrasekhar about the unreliability of animal model studies, obviously rodent studies. It's time for a change. The scientific community needs to catch up. So how about some of the other studies that you worked on? Did they basically just support this notion, or did you discover anything unique in any of these other studies?
So it is the four papers that I published, they're all on different models of type 2 diabetes. I talked about the one paper was the overview of rodents and men. That was the overview of why, regardless of the method of diabetes induction in these animals, we shouldn't be using the species at all, because there are differences from DNA level all the way to organism level. And then the other papers were more directly addressing particular models. Like, there was one, the most widely used model is there's a mouse and rat model of leptin deficiency. So leptin is a hormone that controls appetite and energy expenditure. And there are naturally occurring mutations in mice and rats that lower levels of leptin and even the leptin receptor in the brain. And these are the two most widely used animal models in type 2 diabetes research, the OBOB mouse that does not have leptin and the DBDB mouse that has mutations in the leptin receptor. And these animals become obese because they have uncontrolled appetite and they have reduced energy expenditure. But the problem is that human diabetes is not caused by leptin deficiency. In fact, it's a very rare condition. There are humans with naturally occurring mutations in leptin and leptin receptor, but it's very rare. And so these animals don't help us understand the link between obesity and diabetes and the risk of increase in cardiovascular events and so on and so forth, because the disease etiology, the pathogenesis, the causes, everything is different. And interestingly, leptin levels are often elevated in obese humans and not reduced as in these rodent models. So from every aspect, these models are not, they don't mimic the human condition. So that was, so one of the papers was on leptin models. The other one was on transgenic models, like the knockout models where you take genes out of these mice. Knockout models of insulin signaling in general, and we came across the same type of problems, because when you genetically manipulate an animal, it's not easy to figure out what those effects are and how you can relate it to humans, because, you know, you take out one gene that has a specific role in a specific organ like the liver, let's say, and when the effects of that one gene is not there, there are other genes that would in turn be activated, and they will try to compensate. And sometimes you will see exaggerated phenotypes because of that. So there are so many complications, and you cannot take these data and apply it effectively to humans. And most of the time, let's say you find a gene that is known to cause a certain disease in humans, and you take a mouse and you disrupt the same gene in the mice, but you might... There are many cases where you never get the same phenotype that you see in the human. So, but we are doing this. We've been doing this for decades, and we're continuing to do it. Every day there are new studies that come out with all of this.
You know, the other thing about transgenic mouse models is a lot of these transgenic mouse models, these little rodents, they are altered at birth, and they grow with this condition, for lack of better terms. And then we look at it from the standpoint of we have an adult who has developed a pathology. And a perfect example of this is I had the luxury of talking to Dr. Sejen Lee many, many years ago when he was working on myostatin for muscle wasting diseases. And The models that he used, he had little rodents that were transgenically devoid of this protein, myostatin. So they were born with this alteration. They grew with it, and they had freakishly large muscles, and they had all these changes, very, very little adipose tissue. But what we've learned now, years later, is that it's much different when you reduce myostatin in an already grown organism. It's much different. And so that's another problem with some of these transgenic models. You know, you can't...
It is the biggest problem, because you can't tell the difference between developmental defects and effects of gene disruption. You can't isolate the two.
Because the body compensates. The body is always trying... Ultimately, the body's objective is to survive long enough to have offspring and then die. And so if you are born with something, the body kind of wraps itself around that foundation, if you will, and tries to find ways around it, as opposed to if you're... the analogy I used to say is, look, if you're building a building from scratch and you remove bricks right from the beginning and then try to build on top of it, it topples. But if you have a building that's already built and you pull some bricks out, there's a good chance it'll just stay where it is.
Right.
So there's a lot of problems here. So.
And the problem is, it's not just, you know, we're talking about all these animals with a particular condition, whether it's natural or we induce them. But there's been a few publications on an interesting topic. This was brought to the surface by a prominent researcher at the National Institutes of Aging, and he actually says that the health of laboratory animals is poor by human standards, and we are specifically referring to rodents in this case, that they live in controlled environments, they are under sedentary lifestyles, and they have continuous access to food. So these controlled laboratory animals are metabolically morbid. They are already obese, insulin resistant, hypertensive, and they're on a trajectory to premature death even before we've done anything to induce any kind of disease state in these animals. So we are not even using proper controls. So all the data that we generate right now, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. There are profound differences in experimental outcome, and it can confound data interpretation and outcomes in human studies.
Since you talked earlier about fat and as well as diabetes, are you aware of the research going on within the within rodents to identify ways to turn white adipose tissue into brown adipose tissue?
I have read some studies on that, but I cannot remember enough to really comment on that specifically right now.
I had a fellow on the show named Adele Musa who is brilliant. He lives in Munster, Germany, and this is quite a while ago, and we talked about this phenomenon, and he came out and he was very flip about it. He said, you know, this notion that he said rodents develop brown adipose tissue at a very, very high rate as compared to humans. And when humans develop brown adipose tissue, it is almost always exclusively loaded between in the haunches, below the neck, between the shoulder blades, as you see in people who have this kind of when they become so obese, they develop this hump in their back. And he said, so looking at rodent models, and I'm paraphrasing, if he's listening to the show, he can correct me and I'll make the announcement. But using these rodent models to try to discover ways to make fat that burns energy is a waste of time because humans do not have the propensity to develop that kind of fat at a high degree. And, you know, This is another example where we're chasing, we're chasing a unicorn that probably doesn't even exist.
That's right. And it's the same thing with, that's what I tried to establish with, by analyzing the differences, species differences at every level. Did you know that humans have only one insulin gene, but mice and rats have two?
I did not know that. No.
Well, now you know. And so it's not just the fact that we have, one versus two genes, but think about everything else. Think about gene regulation, the environmental impacts on these genes, and everything that these genes that are activated and inactivated at certain times in certain tissues. I mean, the complications are enormous, and most scientists don't even acknowledge these limitations. And one of the interesting things is that this was a few years ago. Several different studies came out, a couple from laboratories in the U.S., showing that even in the pancreas, the functional unit of a pancreas is known as the islet, which contains the insulin-secreting beta cells and glucagon-secreting alpha cells and the other two cell types. And it showed that even the mouse pancreatic cytoarchitecture, the cellular architecture, is completely different between mice and humans.
This is
shocking. You know, all this time, for decades, we've been doing research and considering the mouse to be the prototype. And even to this day, some researchers are reluctant to admit these differences as real findings.
You know,
they would just dismiss it.
I applaud you for coming forth. And this has to be discussed, and it has to be discussed often and continuously if we are hoping that in years to come, that the scientific community starts to abandon this waste of taxpayer dollars. Because let's face it, our dollars fund a lot of this stuff through the NIH and other organizations that fund research. Never mind them, but charitable donations that are gathering dollars and quote-unquote looking at research, they're wasting charitable donation money. Money is being wasted, time is being wasted, and lives are being shortened by continuing down this fruitless path of focusing exclusively on animal model studies.
That's exactly what it is. And unfortunately, the way it is right now is that human data, they are often considered to be anecdotal. And we really need to have a paradigm shift. We need to, human data need to go from being anecdotal to systematic frontline evidence. And it is possible to do that. We may not have everything in place to do it tomorrow morning, but if we're not even working towards that, it'll never happen. And this is one of the goals, is to really publish papers like this and go to scientific conferences, which I've been, trying to do all of this year. I've so far attended 3 or 4, and trying to go and talk about this out in public and trying to even have conversations with the National Institutes of Health, which is very difficult because, a lot of scientists are reluctant to change. They don't want to change. This is how we've been doing it. We need to do it.
I know. The complete underpinnings of research have to be revamped, and no one wants to address that. That's my opinion. Dr. Chandrasekhar, I want to thank you so much, not only for being on the show today, but for talking about this And we have to talk about it more. That's all I can say.
Oh, that would be great. I look forward to that.
Okay, take care.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, and also we want to thank Sherry Baptista for coming on during the first portion, Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio, and you can find Ken O'Neill at his website, transevolutionaryfitness.com, if you want to have him help you. We have a great Casual Friday planned for tomorrow. It's our special Halloween Casual Friday. Plus, we have a piece of investigative reporting tomorrow. Done by our investigative reporter, Dawn Blanken. We're gonna rock the breast cancer world tomorrow with some facts and figures about the total amount of money amongst all organizations that ask for donations for breast cancer that has been raised in the past year or two, and what portion of it actually goes to research. And unfortunately, it's probably rat model research on top of everything else. So let's do this. Let's say goodbye for now. But we'll see you tomorrow on Casual Friday. Thanks for listening today.